DeepEnglish.com.
Appearances can be deceiving. Active Speaking, Part D. Hayes regrets what he did. Does Hayes feel proud about what he did? No, Hayes doesn't feel proud about what he did. Hayes regrets what he did. No one ever got hurt during his bank robberies, but he worries that he may have traumatized his victims. Did anyone ever get hurt during his bank robberies? No, no one ever got hurt during his bank robberies. What does he worry about? He worries that he may have traumatized his victims. He's now in prison. He says it's horrible, but it has forced him to quit drugs. Is he at his beach house now? No, he isn't at his beach house now. He's now in prison. Does he say it's wonderful? No, he doesn't say it's wonderful. He says it's horrible. Has it forced him to quit drugs? Yes, it has forced him to quit drugs. In addition to getting healthy, he also says he is getting in touch with his spiritual side behind bars. Is he getting healthy or getting sick? He is getting healthy. What is he getting in touch with behind bars? He is getting in touch with his spiritual side behind bars. For Hayes, winning the lottery was his downfall, and getting caught and going to prison saved his life. What was his downfall? Winning the lottery was his downfall. What saved his life? Going to prison saved his life. He would probably agree that appearances can be deceiving. What would he probably agree with? He would probably agree that appearances can be deceiving, and our judgments on what is good and what is bad often turn out to be wrong. What can often turn out to be wrong? Our judgments on what is good and what is bad often turn out to be wrong. An ancient Taoist parable of a farmer and his horse illustrate this truth. What kind of parable is it? It's an ancient Taoist parable of a farmer and his horse. The story goes like this. There once was a Chinese farmer with a horse. Was there once a French farmer with a horse? No, there wasn't once a French farmer with a horse. There was once a Chinese farmer with a horse. One day that horse ran away. All his neighbors came to him and said, "How terrible that you have lost your horse." Did the farmer run away? No, the farmer didn't run away. The horse ran away. Who came to him and said, "How terrible that you have lost your horse?" All his neighbors came to him and said, "How terrible that you have lost your horse." The farmer replied, "Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see." What did the farmer reply? The farmer replied, "Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see." Sometime later, the horse returned to the farmer, but he didn't return alone. What did the horse do? The horse returned to the farmer. Did the horse return alone? No, the horse didn't return alone. He brought with him 7 wild horses he had befriended. Who did the horse bring with him? He brought with him 7 wild horses he had befriended. Now the farmer had 8 horses. Did the farmer now have 8 horses or 8 houses? The farmer now had 8 horses. His neighbors thought he was blessed and told him so. Who thought he was blessed and told him so? His neighbors thought he was blessed and told him so. He replied, "Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see." Did he reply, "Yeah, I'm super blessed"? No, he didn't reply, "Yeah, I'm super blessed." He replied, "Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see." The next day, his son decided to train one of the wild horses. What did his son decide to do the next day? The next day, his son decided to train one of the wild horses. He climbed on top of it and was thrown through the air. Who was thrown through the air? The farmer's son was thrown through the air. He hit the ground hard and broke his leg. Did he hit the ground hard or soft? He hit the ground hard. What happened to his leg? He broke his leg. The farmer's neighbors again returned to console the farmer after this tragedy. Did the farmer's neighbors return to laugh at the farmer or to console the farmer? The farmer's neighbors returned to console the farmer. They said how terrible it was that his son was hurt. Did they say how terrible a horse trainer his son was? No, they didn't say how terrible a horse trainer his son was. They said how terrible it was that his son was hurt. The farmer replied, "Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see." Did the horse reply, "Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see"? No, the horse didn't reply, "Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see." The farmer replied, "Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see." During this time, the government was at war with another state. Who was the government at war with? The government was at war with another state. The army needed more soldiers. What did they need? They needed more soldiers. They came to the farmer's village to round up all the young men. Did they come to the village to round up all the old farmers? No, they didn't come to the village to round up all the old farmers. They came to the village to round up all the young men. When they discovered that the farmer's son was injured, they decided he was unfit to fight and left him. Did they discover that the farmer's son was injured? Yes, they discovered that the farmer's son was injured. Did they decide he was unfit to fight? Yes, they decided he was unfit to fight. The neighbors once again returned to celebrate the farmer's good luck. What did they return to celebrate? They returned to celebrate the farmer's good luck. The farmer simply said, "Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see." What did the farmer simply say? The farmer simply said, "Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see."